Well, pleased to be joined right now in the Trending 55 hot seat by guy who's been on a few times with us recently, the health minister for the province of Alberta, Tyler Shandro. Thanks for taking the time to join us here once again today.
Oh, happy to be back. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we've seen recently with the vaccination efforts with the province as we try to work our way out of the pandemic, and the reopening is going to be hitting, I guess, the stage two, actually tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So with the with this sort of stage two, why don't you kind of, I guess, refresh our members here? What stuff is going to be people going to be able to do now with this next step?
Sure. The focus for step one was easing restrictions for outdoor activities, which are kind of the lowest risk activities. And the focus for stage two is focusing on easing restrictions on businesses to get them back open. Probably the most significant one is having restaurants open again. We can have folks up to a table of six being able to meet indoors and outdoors at restaurants. That's going to be one of the most significant. We're also going to see a lot of the entertainment sector being able to be open again. So like libraries, theaters are going to be able to open with some restrictions, because social distancing is still going to be important for stage two until we move to stage three where all these restrictions are gone. But those are kind of some of the highlights for probably the biggest things for stage two.
And of course, getting to the sort of the stages of the relaunch, and it all depends on the vaccination targets. I believe right now the province is around, I want to say around 67% for where we're at for people who have got their first dose in them. And I believe now 70%, I believe that's kind of the magic number we're looking to get for when we can get into stage three, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, 2 weeks after we get to 70% of those who are eligible, so 3.8 million Albertans who are eligible. If we get to that 70%, 2 weeks after that, we're going to get to stage three.
Of course, that's from all the people who have gotten their first dose in them. Now, the second dose appointments, again, they've been kind of slowly but surely opening up the second dose appointments for people who have got it in the first dose. What kind of a timeline are we looking at here for when people can everyone can get their second shots in them now?
Well, what we told people is, yeah, because you're right, everybody who had that first dose March or earlier, they had their second doses opened up June 1st. And what we said is that anybody who had their first dose in April, they were going to have their second doses opened up for bookings no later than June 14th. I think we are going to be able to move that forward more quickly, although right now we just still, because we're so close to the finish line, as you said, 67%, so close to 70%, we also don't want to take our eye off the ball in getting those first doses out the door as well.
Now, of course, now a lot of these sort of the doses that people get, a lot of it that kind of sort of depends on sort of the vaccine supply you can sort of get from the federal government. Now, with the mm-hmm. supply that's coming in recently, do you think that's how's that going to affect sort of the time duration for people between getting that first shot and that second one here? How's that sort of supply going to affect that?
We aren't going to have those supply issues, quite frankly. We had, you know, very small amounts that were trickling in to the province from the federal government from, you know, January up until mid-April. Then we started getting real amounts of vaccines to be able to get into people's arms. We now have from the federal government allotment tables that take us, at least for Pfizer, to the end of July. So we have that certainty that the Pfizer vaccine is at least going to be available. The Moderna one isn't coming in as often. I think we only have like 11,000 coming in this week. We don't even know when the next shipment will be, if ever. From the Pfizer vaccines we have coming to the end of July, we're confident with our supply for second doses.
It sounds like it's looking pretty good for everyone to get vaccinated there. Now, of course, whenever we get you on, we always like to go into the personal side of things. And the last couple times we've had you on, we've talked a little bit about you being sort of liking to do a lot of biking now. And now, when it comes to when you go out on the bike, is there a preferred, I guess, setting do you have? Like, you just kind of, you know, go around your neighborhood there? Do you like to go out into a park, out into the open? Like, which, I guess, your sort of your favorite spot for heading on the bike there?
Well, for the last decade, I've been a dad, so it's wherever the kids will go with me, I suppose. So it's usually just stuff around the neighborhood, really. And usually I have to bribe them. So it's usually to an ice cream store that we end up riding our bikes, so I can bribe them to hang out with their dad. So that's usually where we're going biking.
I'm pretty sure my dad had to do that for me back in the day. But anyhow, we know you're very busy with a number of things out there. So Health Minister Tyler Shandro, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.